USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 28,000 people have died due to COVID-19 in the U.S. as the senator's top Democrat proposed a $30 billion nationwide coronavirus testing program. President Trump said new guidelines to reopening the economy will be announced on Thursday. He also said Abbott Labs developed an antibody test that will determine if someone has had COVID-19 and potentially developed immunity.
The company says these tests could be available to screen up to 20 million people in a matter of weeks.
He was asked about those printed coronavirus stimulus checks that will be going out bearing his signature.
I don't know where they're going, how they're going. I do understand it's not delaying anything, and I'm satisfied with that.
Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine said his state won't open up normally until there's a vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order to expand state unemployment office hours. He also used state and donated funds and created a way to help illegal immigrants.
A total of $125 million to provide individual assistance of $500 and household assistance up to $1,000 for those individuals that are quite literally putting themselves on the line and helping support this economy and those most in need.
Elizabeth Warren is throwing her support for Joe Biden after getting out of the presidential race more than a month ago.
Joe Biden will lead a government that works for the American people.
Her endorsement follows Bernie Sanders and former President Barack Obama this week. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 445 points, the S&P down 62, and the NASDAQ fell 122 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Attorney General William Barr says the government may not impose restrictions on religious gatherings across the country. USA's John Clemens reports.
Mr. Barr issued the general guidance that included social distancing suggestions from health officials, but declared the Constitution does not allow our religious liberties to be trampled on now that would not be tolerated under normal circumstances. I spoke to Matt Staver of the Liberty Council if Mr. Barr's guidance brought any clarity to the issue.
You know, it brought only general information. What we really need to see is the Department of Justice taking real action in specific cases, and I hope that they get involved specifically. Giving general guidance is nice, but we really need to see some action. I'm glad that this is hopefully the first of many times we're going to hear from the Department of Justice.
I'm John Clemens.
Home baking is becoming such a popular pastime during the coronavirus pandemic that baker's yeast, normally a common ingredient, has become scarce in the United States. With Facebook and Instagram feeds filled with pictures of home-baked breads and cookies and cakes, companies that produce the yeast report it's hard to keep up with the surging demand. Meanwhile, the companies that market and sell yeast directly to consumers like King Arthur Flour and Bob's Red Mill are out of stock and have sent notices to their customers asking for patience. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.